Richie Beno, the former Australian captain, has said that he can't imagine a better team in the history of the game. Now, that's saying a lot. A lot of people at home feel that the 1963 team, which came to England under Sir Frank Worrell with Gary Sobers, Rohan Kenai, Conrad Hunt, Wes Hall, Charlie Griffith, Lance Gibbs, was a better balanced team and was playing against stronger opposition than the West Indies team is at the present time. And that team won the series 3-1. A very good England batting team, including Dexter, Barrington, Cowdrey, didn't pass 300 once in that series, and not a single England batsman made a century. But for sheer domination of international cricket, I don't think there's been a team to match this one. We've now had 5 consecutive test match victories, 3 over Australia in the West Indies, by 10 wickets, an innings, 10 wickets, and now by an innings against England, and 9 wickets against England. And you have to go back 18 test matches to see the West Indies being beaten. And in fact, today was the first time we'd lost a second innings wicket, a single second innings wicket, in 7 test matches.
Do you think there's any way in which the West Indies players have any way of understanding just how poorly galling it must be for the English team?
Well, the West Indies used to be beaten quite frequently in the past, and in fact, through the history of the game, you see teams going through various phases. And 2 members of this team well remember when we were beaten very badly in 75-76 in Australia. Thompson and Lilly, the Chappell brothers, Clive Lloyd's first series in Australia as captain, and we lost 5-1. Viv Richards was in that series as well. And in fact, in the dressing room afterwards, when I went to try and get a glass of champagne, which I must say I did get, and not more than one as well, Viv Richards looked across to Clive Lloyd and said, "You remember 76 at the Queen's Park Oval in Trinidad when Lloyd declared the West Indies innings closed and set India 404 to win, and they got them." And Lloyd, I'm sure, and Richards will remember that very vividly, and included significantly in those 404 for 4 India made, there were 2 runouts.
Do you think there's any team at the moment that can really give the West Indies a good game?
No, I don't. I think that the other teams now are weak by comparative standards. When you look back at their history, you'd say that England have had many, many teams stronger than this, and this perhaps comes near the bottom of the ladder. The same thing with the Australians. They just came to the West Indies without Lilly, without Marsh, without Greg Chappell, all of whom had quit the game just before they came to the West Indies. There has been a suggestion that perhaps the only team that could really challenge this West Indies team at present would be a combined world team, and what a match that would make.
Very briefly, do you think England are that much worse?
Very briefly, yes.
You do, as bad as that?
Yes. I'm not saying not only England. Australia have been beaten 3-0 in the West Indies. We went to India end of last year, in India, very difficult opponents in India, 3-0 as well.
Thank you very much indeed, and just to remind you that the highlights of that match will be available for you.
And you had some fine